Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. Over in the Gospel of Luke in chapter 5, beginning in verse 38, Jesus is about healing many people. The text says, after leaving the synagogue that day, Jesus went to Simon's home, where he found Simon's mother-in-law very sick with a high fever. "Please heal her," everyone begged. And standing at her bedside, he spoke to the fever, rebuking it. And immediately her temperature returned to normal. She got up at once and prepared a meal for them. Now, the rest of this chapter goes on and talks about different miracles, but I bring this to us today to remember that, you know, Jesus cares about what your needs are, friend. You might say, well, when I compare those to what the starving children in Haiti may be dealing with, or missionaries in China might be dealing with, you know, the beauty is that God doesn't rank our sin, but God also doesn't rank our need. God sees what is desperately needed in your life, no matter how big or small you think it is. And because he deals with us individually, I believe the Lord takes great delight when we bring him everything. So it sounds like at this point, Simon's mother-in-law was sick, but she probably would have worked her way through it. It doesn't sound like it's life-altering. I mean, maybe she had a little dose of the flu, but Jesus at that point took it as seriously as he did raising Lazarus from the dead. He knew that because it was right in front of him. Friend, whatever you're facing, whatever you need Jesus to step into your life and heal, he can and will do that. That's because he cares. And so this is why it's so important for us to take quietude and solitude seriously, because he cares. And because he cares, his voice is so worth it to stop and listen to, because that is where our peace, our power, and our direction comes from, and our healing. Let his voice today be a healing ointment on your boo-boo, and let him step into your life and do what only he can do. Let's prepare to meditate and join me in today's prayer. God, I know that I have great needs in my life, and I invite you and plead with you, Lord, to step into my life and to heal them and deliver me. So, Lord, I trust you and know that you want what's best for me. And Lord, I want to trust you with that. So let's prepare to meditate. Let's do that by getting still, draw attention to our breath. Let's draw a deep breath that will just kind of be a comma in our life and let us slow the pace down. This time, let's draw it in and hold it. And it's almost like you drew in a big basketball-sized piece of hope and peace. And then if you could just mentally imagine sending that to whatever part in your soul that you need. Maybe you have an ache or a pain, maybe you have an illness, maybe you have a broken heart, but just send it to wherever you need. Imagine that once you draw it in, you could actually send that like a basketball full of grace and hope and peace and healing into your life. So let's draw it in. Let's send it and release it. Yeah. Now, let me mind the time and give you a few moments for you to be able to hear from the Lord and let him step into your life and do what only he can do. If you find yourself wandering in this moment, do what I do and bring a unique word specifically to this. I found that this has become more and more simple in my life. The text says that that Simon asked Jesus, "Please heal her." And everyone begged. Standing by her bedside, he spoke to the fever and rebuked it, and immediately was better. So today, whatever it is you're asking the Lord, bring that to him regularly. You might be quiet for 10 seconds, your brain start to wander, and just bring that, Lord, would you heal? Or Lord, would you do? Or Lord, could you give? And just use that as a reminder to stay on point. I'm going to mind the time and be back in just a couple moments. And would you please share with me what those prayer requests are or what those needs are? You can always send it to chuck@sugarhillchurch.com. I'll mind the time. I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, the text goes on and says, as the sun went down that evening, people throughout the village brought sick family members to Jesus. No matter what their diseases were, the touch of his hand healed every one. That would have been everything from life-threatening to a headache. And I want you to know, friend, he cares about whatever you've brought to him today. I trust you've heard from him and that you'll join us again tomorrow for another weekday meditation. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.